Baby Watch is on. The Cannes grandbaby. Has the little boy or little girl been born yet? Jason, what's the word?
Not as far as I know. Mm-hmm. The baby has not been born yet. So we are now, what, four days past the due date? So,
yes.
We wait impatiently and just kind of keep hoping and hoping that the baby will come along soon and healthy and whole. And but it's getting harder to wait.
Yeah. I don't know who I am to generalize, but it seems like many times the first one, and this is her first, can be a little, you know, a little slow in coming. So,
yeah. Yeah, we were trying to figure out with ours whether I think we were a little late with Grace, which, of course, was the first one. So, yeah, that does make sense, at least in our own experience.
Yeah. Well, that's the exciting, on a sad front, you know, my dad was the youngest of nine kids, so a lot of brothers and sisters, and then that means a lot of cousins. And and so my cousin Alan, he is one of five that my brothers, my dad's brother Gene and his wife Joan, and they've both passed. But his son Alan passing of cancer yesterday was at 63 or 64 years old, and so that's just way too young to lose somebody.
It is. Sorry to hear that. That is definitely too young.
But let me say this, I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, Alan actually went to UW Eau Claire. He met his wife, Jules, there. And so we would have that in common over the years, that he came and left but had fond memories, and I came and stayed.
Sure.
And but four daughters and now grandkids, worked for Harley-Davidson for years. I was able to post on this was a wonderful post, though, from my cousin Neil, his brother. He it's this picture of Alan jumping off the pier into the water, and he said he was always the first in the water, and he's the first into our Lord's arms. So that was quite a way to
share. What a beautiful tribute. Yeah, absolutely.
But that one kind of hits you. You know, it just definitely, you know, I've lost uncles and a dad, a grandma, but when you lose like a cousin who's a few years older, that really hits close to home, you know?
Yeah, and I definitely find that, too, that as the people who are dying are closer and closer to my age. And, you know, there's that meme that says when you see someone who's really getting old and you realize you were in the same high school class, you know, and, you know, but there's something about it. It's part of the rhythm of life, right?
Uh-huh.
Like we go through births and deaths, and that's part of life here on this planet.
Yes, aging gracefully, faithfully, and fruitfully. So may that be the case.
Yes.
All right,
absolutely.
Well, having said that, we can always save the banana cookie story for tomorrow, okay?
Sure, sounds good.
All right, what do we got? Galatians chapter 3, verses 4 through 9 today.
Yeah, it says, have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it? I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It is because you believe the message you heard about Christ. In the same way, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. The real children of Abraham, then, are those who put their faith in God. What's more, the scriptures look forward to this time when God would declare the Gentiles to be righteous because of their faith. God proclaimed this good news to Abraham long ago when he said, "All nations will be blessed through you." So all who put their faith in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received because of his faith.
That's a lot of content, my friend. That's six verses, but that's how you break it up in letters of beloved. So here we go in that devotional commentary. Is hope in my spirit all for nothing? Beloved, you have witnessed amazing things, not the least of which was your salvation, all because of my spirit. Do not reject my spirit by trying to work harder. He does not dwell in you because you follow the rules. Instead, listen and believe. Pay attention to what the spirit is doing in and through you. Think of Abraham. His faith commended him to me. You are a child of his legacy of faith. When I called Abraham, I already knew that Jews and Gentiles would find salvation one day by believing in me. I told Abraham that his faithfulness would pave the way for generations of faithful people from every tribe, nation, and tongue. Live a life of faith, never forgetting your inheritance. Final thought.
Yeah, just quickly, I think that right at the end there, that live a life of faith, never forgetting your inheritance. You know, for me, don't forget who you are, you know, and I think that's what we're really to remember God's graciousness through Christ.
Hmm. Where does a calf go to eat supper? At the cafeteria.
Huh.
And what did the cow say to its significant other? You move me.
Ah. Oh,
where do
man.
People go to eat ice cream? Because there is no other place.
Okay, where do people go? And where do the... I'm trying to read the transcript. And where do people go to enjoy ice cream? And I didn't get you because there is no other place. All right, well, maybe we missed something with that particular joke. He's not done, actually.
What I meant to say is, why do people buy ice cream at an ice cream shop? Because there is no other place.
There we go. All right. He was brave. He was bold. He went for not one, not two, but three jokes this morning. How about you? 715-396-1670, the Wib Wake Up Show. Trying to make you laugh this morning. At least put a little smile on your face. All right, we go to Detroit, Michigan once a week. We do it early on a Monday because if we can survive Detroit, we can survive anything. And we've got Detroit Drew, the Drew Fralick, the stand-up comic and co-pastor of the Vineyard Church there, Renaissance Vineyard in Detroit. Drew, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? That should be on a t-shirt. If we can survive Detroit, we can survive it.
There you go. Just came up with that. All right, so the Motor City, I mean, it can't be hard finding a good used car in the Motor City of Detroit.
Yeah, so, you know, we lived in China for a long time. I think your listeners know that. And so I'm almost 40 years old, but I've never bought a car before. We just moved back a few years ago.
Wow.
And it's the Motor City, but we're trying to buy cars, but I'm like an outcast in this city because I don't know anything about cars.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in Detroit, you got all these car shows and people are like, oh, let's look under the hood. Yeah, let's take a look. And they're all, you know, drooling over the cars or whatever. And I'm looking at it like trying to play along. Like, oh, yeah, what is that? What is that? The car battery there? What? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. You know? So we're looking for a used car, but I don't know anything about cars. We went down to Ohio a couple of days ago, and we're looking at this car. We got this mechanic to help us look at it. This guy's name is George. He's a total character.
Yeah.
He calls, you know, we call him on the phone. He's like, when you show up, I'm going to be the guy with the camo hat on. Now, this is rural Ohio, right? We show up to this little town in rural Ohio. Every single person in this town had a camo hat on. Like, you know, we're looking around for George. So he pops the hood on the car, and he's running the car, you know, and he puts – I don't even know what he was using. It was some kind of instrument. He puts a screwdriver up to the block of the car. He goes, oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. He goes, come here. Come listen to this. So I put my ear up to the engine. I'm like, Oh, yeah, that doesn't sound good. Ooh, boy, that's really bad, you know. So he's been searching. This George guy is now searching for cars for us down in Ohio. We've, like, made friends with this guy, and he's down there just like a hound dog, just searching for cars out in rural Ohio. But it just, I don't know, it's been a whole, like, misadventure. We went to this place. You know, you think that's intimidating. We went to this place. I'm not joking, Mark.
Yeah.
The name of this dealership, you can look this up. The name of this dealership was Hardcore Auto.
Ouch.
And I'm like, what do they got? Like a bunch of like cage fighters working here?
Yeah.
Like you got to go into the Octagon or something to like buy a minivan? It's just.
So this collection of stuff, this does not end with you having a car, it sounds like.
No, we haven't even gotten a car yet.
George is still on the hunt, and I'm still puzzled over the fact that somebody from Michigan went to Ohio for help. I mean, it's not supposed to work like that.
I know. If my parents are listening, I apologize. They're not listening. It's fine. But, I mean, yeah, if they knew we were going down to Ohio, I mean, not only do I not know about cars, but if they found out we went down to Ohio,
yeah,
I'm going to be in big trouble.
You are. I mean, Michigan has beaten Ohio State the last 2 years. They may try to just, you know, sell you a lemon.
I may be kicked out of the family and get sold a lemon after this whole thing is over.
You got to rethink this and get a vehicle in Michigan. Drew, thanks a lot.
Maybe Drew, come out to Eau Claire, you know.
Yes, people. Yes. There we've got deals for you. We've got all sorts of dealers.
Up, Mark.
Okay. The Wib Wake Up Show. It's our weekend recap. And three things stood out for me over the weekend. On a positive end, driving with our son, Michael, learning how to drive. I think Caleb, and he's been here since December of 2019. I don't think he's been as excited for anything as learning to drive.
Sure.
Right? Yeah, understandably. And so a part of the driving before he worked at Woodman's yesterday included getting out some time, and then the downpour happened. So
yeah,
we might as well learn to drive in the rain right away on some country roads. There we go. Also, wedding reception. Congratulations to Ann and Dan. Wonderful outdoor wedding at Florian Gardens. And the reception inside was fantastic. And then on a sad note, my 64-year-old cousin, Alan, falling in his battle to cancer. But his brother, Neil, posting on Facebook a picture of Alan, video of Alan jumping in the water as a kid off the end of the dock, saying he was always first in the water and now first in the arms of our Lord. So thank you for that post, and he will be missed greatly.
Well, family was the theme of our weekend, a very busy weekend. Started Friday night. My grandparents came up for my brother Elijah's graduation, which took place on Saturday. But a couple aunts and uncles, along with Grandpa and Grandma, came up from southwestern Iowa. Long trip for them, but always great to see them. And it had been a while since we'd been able to see them with Teddy's illness. Weren't able to go down and see them for Christmas like we normally would. So it had been almost a year since I'd seen my grandparents. And so that was just a sweet time to get together with them. And then, the busyness of graduation on Saturday, my mom put on an amazing spread of food, and just lots and lots of people came to congratulate and celebrate with my brother Elijah on his high school graduation. So that was a very full day. I enjoyed playing a little hoops in the driveway at the end of the day as well, too. And I can't quite keep up with the younger folks, but did the best that I could. And then on Sunday after church, went to back to Eau Claire and my nephews Grady and Jason Owen celebrating their birthdays, which are all within a few weeks of each other, celebrating them with a family birthday party. So I got to see lots of family, and we did take a picture going back to Saturday, took a picture. It was all of our family. Again, I'm from a family of 11, so 9 siblings. Everybody, spouses, children, everybody all together for the first time in a very long time. We're talking multiple states, everybody together with Grandpa and Grandma in that picture.
Man.
So to be honest, I haven't actually seen the picture yet, but it was just really great to take it. So
fantastic. The Whip Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday. Thanks to PCD John. Caleb, he had the courage to leave 3 jokes for us earlier this morning. He even called in a correction on the 3rd one. So that was earlier in the show. He's early out of bed. Here we go, the first of my 3 this morning. I've had it with my microwave oven. I mean, when I put in a potato and push the pizza button, when it's done, it's still a potato.
There you go. Well, my first of 3 on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Did you see the new movie about maple syrup? You know, it starts out sappy, but ends up sweet. It's maple syrup.
I love maple. The pure maple syrup. Thank you. You know, why were they called the Dark Ages?
Not sure.
Because there were a lot of knights.
I like that one. Over the weekend, my wife and I had this long, pointless argument about which vowel is the most important. I won.
And finally this morning, why aren't koalas considered bears?
I'm not sure.
Caleb, they don't have the right qualifications.
There you go. And, you know, once again, I've entered the annual tightest hat competition in our town. This year, I'm just hoping that I can pull it off.
I hope so. Yes, the 5th, and they're telling us the final Indiana Jones movie coming out on Friday. It's titled Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
My wife and I were just talking about Harrison Ford, who, of course, plays Indiana Jones, and we were talking about this on the way to church. Maybe you all just talk about really deep spiritual things on the way to church, but we were like, wow, he's 80?
Yeah.
And he's still, like, you know, again, looks that handsome at 80 years old and is still doing action movies at 80. And, Harrison Ford, and we're talking about, well, maybe if you have a younger-looking face, then it just, I don't know, you age well. Anyway.
Right, so we've got some facts about this. For instance, the movie had several delays and was initially on the schedule to be released 4 years ago in 2019 before being pushed back multiple times.
That's why he's 80 and still made the last one. The new Indiana Jones movie will be the longest indie film so far with a runtime of 2 hours and 34 minutes.
Is it just me or are movies getting longer, it seems like?
I kind of like that. It used to be just Lord of the Rings that was 3 hours.
Yeah. Hey, Harrison Ford embarked on 40-mile bike rides and daily walks to get in shape for his role in this movie. Well,
good for him. The first Indiana Jones film, Raiders of the Lost Ark, was made for roughly $20 million and grossed 390 million at the global box office.
Yeah, that was a while ago because the budget for this one, how about 295 million?
Inflation?
Yeah.
Or special effects or both. George Lucas wrote a story called The Adventures of Indiana Smith in 1973. George Lucas, of course, Star Wars creator. While on vacation in Hawaii in 1977, he spoke with director Steven Spielberg, who mentioned he always wanted to do a James Bond film. Lucas told him the Indiana Smith character was even better than James Bond, and that's how the collaboration between these two legendary movie moguls began.
Two more facts about this new Harrison Ford Indiana Jones film, the fifth and final. Spielberg wanted to use Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones from the beginning, but Lucas rejected the idea since he'd already used Ford in American Graffiti and Star Wars, so Tom Selleck was chosen for the role initially. However, Selleck dropped out to star in the TV series Magnum P.I.
Can you imagine an Indiana Jones with that iconic mustache the whole time? And finally, at the end of the movie, Indiana Jones explains to his friend Sala that his nickname Indiana came from his pet dog from long before. Sala responds, "You were named after a dog," and gets a great laugh out of it. But it's true, Indiana was the name of an Alaskan Malamute that George Lucas owned in the 70s. So he was named after a dog.
Hey, speaking of 80-somethings in movies, a documentary, the third in Dennis Miller's trilogy on Uniroyal, What Was Uniroyal, is showing tonight at the library on this, the anniversary of Uniroyal's closing 31 years ago. So catch that tonight at 5 at the library in Eau Claire.
And I want to put in a plug for a movie as well. Found out it's opening at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls on July 3rd and Micon Downtown. It's called Sound of Freedom. It's from the folks who brought you The Chosen. Jim Caviezel is in it. Anti-human trafficking film. It's incredible. You'll be hearing more about it soon.